Al-Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Pearls, a brief explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series Prophetic Pearls, a brief explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi, rahimuhullah. Today we have reached Hadith 30. Allah has prescribed the obligatory deeds.
الحديث الثلاثون عن أبي ثعلبة الخشني جرثوم بن ناشب رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله تعالى فرض فرائض فلا تضيعوها وحد حدودا فلا تعتدوها وحرم أشياء فلا تنتهكوها وسكت عن أشياء رحمة لكم غير نسيان فلا تبحثوا عنها. حديث حسن رواه الدارقطني في سننه وغيره.
عن أبي ثعلبة الخشني جرثم ابن ناشر رضي الله عنه on the authority of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم verily Allah, the Exalted, has prescribed the obligatory deeds, so do not neglect them. He has set the limits, so do not go beyond them. He has forbidden some things, so do not violate them. And he has been silent about some things out of mercy upon you and not out of forgetfulness, so do not seek after them. A Hasan Hadith recorded by Ad-Darul Qutni, rahimahullah, and others. My dear brothers and sisters, many of the ulama have declared this hadith as being weak, such as Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah. Therefore, there is no need to discuss this particular hadith in great detail. Now, the narrator of this hadith, my dear brothers and sisters, is Abu Tha'laba, radiyallahu anhu. And he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to set out for the campaign of Khaybar. Abu Tha'laba embraced Islam and went along with the Muslims to this campaign, meaning the campaign at Khaybar. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a portion of the bounty from the conquest. Now it's also been said that he was present at Bay'at al-Ridwan during the Treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah. Now my dear brothers and sisters, during the civil strife that broke out among the Muslims near the end of Uthman's Khilafah, or just before his death, and afterwards, Abu Tha'laba remained away from all the fitna or the controversy and did not take part in any of the fighting. He lived in Asham, the greater Syria, and he died in the year 75 after Hijrah while he was in prostration during the late night prayers, and 40 hadith have been narrated on his authority, radiyallahu an.
إن الله تعالى فرض فرائض فلا تضيعوها.
Verily, Allah, the Exalted, has prescribed the obligatory deeds, so do not neglect them. Now regarding the word fard, Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, hafidhuhullah, he says the word fard is the same as wajib. And it is said that fard is more stressed than wajib. Wajib, or that which is obligatory, is that for which the du'a is rewarded, and whoever abandons it may be punished. Such as the five daily prayers, the obligatory zakah, fasting Ramadan, Hajj, and so on and so forth.
وَحَدَّ حُدُودًا فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا.
He has set the limits, so do not go beyond them. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, as we know from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set limits. So we are not allowed to go beyond these limits. As he says in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 229,
تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
These are the limits of Allah, so do not transgress them. And whoever transgresses the limits of Allah, it is those who are the wrongdoers. And Allah also says in Surah At-Talaq, Ayah number 1,
وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ الله فقد ظلم نفسه.
And those are the limits set by Allah. And whoever transgresses the limits of Allah has certainly wronged himself.
وحرم أشياء فلا تنتهكوها.
He has forbidden some things, so do not violate them. My dear brothers and sisters, regarding the lawful and the unlawful, the Muslim should take the lawful and good and suffice with it. And avoid the unlawful and whatever means that leads to, and not go near the haram and the prohibitions. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited something, we keep away from it. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah in ayah number 3, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةِ, forbidden to you, for food are the mayta, the dead animals or the cattle beasts not slaughtered. So this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. Also, Allah has prohibited riba, a made trade, buying and selling permissible. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. Allah has permitted trading, buying and selling, and forbidden riba. This ayah is found in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 275. So my dear brothers and sisters, whatever obligations Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down, we should not neglect them. And whatever He has prohibited, we should keep far away from. And this is the way of safety for the believer.
وسكت عن أشياء رحمة لكم غير نسيان فلا تبحثوا عنها.
And he has been silent about some things out of mercy upon you and not out of forgetfulness, so do not seek after them. It should be pointed out that the commentators on this hadith do not take this hadith at face value. In other words, my dear brothers and sisters, they do not say that every deed concerning which Allah was silent must be permissible or cannot be asked about or researched. There are many acts possible today that are not mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah, while it is clear that they could not possibly be permissible, or it is equally clear that the ruling for them needs to be researched. For this reason, the scholars gave a number of different explanations for the last part of this hadith, which is
وَسَكَتَ عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ رَحْمَةً لَكُمْ غَيْرَ نِسْيَانٍ فَلَا تَبْحَثُوا عَنْهَا.
And he has been silent about some things out of his mercy upon you and not out of forgetfulness, so do not seek after them. And some of the ulama summed up three different possible explanations, which are as follows. 1, the prohibition was something particular for the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we discussed in the commentary to hadith number 9 of the 40 hadith series. So there was a general prohibition of asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning matters that were not yet discussed in the Quran and Sunnah. A second interpretation is that the prohibition is for all times, but it is particular with respect to kinds of research and questioning prohibited. It is only with respect to the difficult, detailed, impractical, or irrelevant questions. These are the types of matters that one should not ask about. In general, they do not affect the person's actions and may lead to confusion more than anything else. And the third interpretation is that the prohibition is with respect to the general masses only and not with respect to the scholars. The layman may get into heated debates and discussions without any fruitful results. They are not the people who should be debating or discussing the issues that are not clearly discussed in the Quran and Sunnah. This role is left to the scholars only. It is the scholar's job to research such questions and then to give their conclusions and rulings to the general people. So my dear brothers, a Muslim should carry out the obligations that Allah has set and avoid the prohibitions and observe the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim should not transgress them nor ask about what he and the people are not in need of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said,
وَإِن تَسْأَلُوا عَنْهَا حِينَ يُنَزَّلُ الْقُرْآنُ تُبْدَ لَكُمْ عَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. حليم.
أيها believe, ask not about that which, if made plain to you, may cause you trouble. But if you do ask about them while the Quran is being revealed, they'll be made plain to you. Allah has forbidden that, and Allah is of forgiving, most forbearing.
قد سألها قوم من قبلكم ثم أصبحوا بها كافرين.
Before you, a community asked such questions, then on that account, they became disbelievers. And these ayat are found in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 101 and Ayah 102. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he said, Hafidhullah, obligations and questions that one does not need are prohibited. Ask in accordance to your need only. Do not overburden yourself with something you are not in need of or what the people are not in need of. So as we said, my dear brothers and sisters, this hadith is a weak hadith. Therefore, there is no need to analyze it in greater detail. But these principles, as we alluded to, have been mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah regarding the obligations, limits, and prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to increase us in understanding and sincerity. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.